So here we are today with James Roche, the info product guy. James has trained with some of the greatest marketers and business owners in the country, including Dan Kennedy, Stephanie Frank, Mark Victor Hansen, and Alex Mendozian, along with many others. This guy makes his living taking valuable information and turning it into income. Okay, James, so why are you called the info product guy?
Yes, yeah, that's a good place to start. I'm known as the info product guy, and people online and entrepreneurs who are selling their information know what that means, but for a lot of mortar and brick kind of places, they may not have an idea that, hey, you can actually sell the knowledge that you have in your head right now into products. And that's what an information product is. It takes a lot of different forms, and probably we've all seen variations of it on those early morning infomercials when you see someone like Tony Robbins selling their CD kits, their workbooks, and that kind of thing. That's what an info product is. Also, a book that you publish or get self-published or have published, that's also an information product. Other variations of it are simple, where you can create simply a special report. And that would be, for example, a 5 to 10 page introduction to who you are, what you do, and the benefits that you bring people. And you would use that as a free giveaway, for example, to give to your clients to get them warmed up so they get to know, like, and trust you. So info products can really take a whole gamut of different medias that you can use to basically capture what's in your head and put it into some sort of a box, into a format that people can listen to on their iPods. Even what we're doing right now is technically an info product.
That's true.
So that's the context of what we're talking about here. And the idea is you can actually decrease the amount of time that you're working one-on-one with clients, in other words, trading hours for dollars, and increase the time that you're actually turning your knowledge into dollars, turning your ideas into income. That's what we're talking about here.
All right. Well, that sounds incredible. I mean, now, how would you suggest getting started selling your information products online?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's the very first step that I always recommend people to do is to actually come up with a marketing strategy. Before you even jump into thinking, oh, I'm going to now just record my info product, for example, or I'm going to write a book. This is often very common where I see people jumping into writing a book or doing an audio or something without fully understanding, first of all, what is it that your target market actually wants? Because if you think about it, the products that are selling the best and the ones that you're going to have the most success with tend to solve very specific problems. So, for example, a popular topic that people buy info products around would be golfing. People are always looking. People who golf would love to knock off a couple strokes off their game. And if you have a certain strategy that you use, a certain technique that will help people take off, let's say, 5 strokes from their game, well, hey, you know what? They're interested in learning that fast. They're going to buy that type of product online. So the very first step is tuning into what is it that your target market, the people that you are already serving, what is it that they most want in the form of information? And one of the ways to actually discover that, it's actually quite simple. It tends to be what people complain about the most.
Sure.
So for example, I mean, you could take any topic in any business, even a mortar and brick business, and if let's say you're doing financial services, let's say you're a financial planner, well, what is it that your clients come in complaining about the most? You can actually now turn that into a how-to product. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we tell our clients all the time, especially with radio advertising, with brick-and-mortar businesses, to give away a free report and get them to your website.
Yes.
Or give away some kind of other information product to get that lead, and that's instead of just being an expensive ad on the radio or TV.
That's right. In fact, you know what? I was watching the Super Bowl last night. It was a great game, and the only ad that I saw that did this very effectively was GoDaddy. And what they did was very, very clever. And I was talking to my girlfriend at the time, and I said, did you see what they just did? This is genius. They are the only ones, I think, of all these ads that actually are going to get a return on their money. What they did was they had an ad of guys sitting watching the game, and there's a guy in the computer in the background. He's like, oh, I'm watching this hot girl do this thing on GoDaddy.com. And they're like, really? And then at the end of the ad, it said, go to GoDaddy.com right now to watch the video that we couldn't show on TV.
That's great.
So in other words, there was a call to action to get to the website. Now, all of the other ads, as cool as they were and as clever as they are, I've already forgotten them. You know, there's a million car ads. They all look alike.
Right.
But what GoDaddy did was very ingenious, because they actually did a call to action, a reason why you need to go to their website. And you just gave a good example there, and it's the one I use all the time, is a special report. Like I said, a 5 to 10 page kind of a, here's the secret of this topic revealed, or here's the three things you need to know about blank, whatever your topic is. Well, that's interesting to people, and they would go to your site to just to get that downloadable report. So you have an excuse when you talk to people, or when you have a radio ad, or when you have a Yellow Page ad even, to drive people to the website to get the report.
Well, and it's an incredible response mechanism, because it not only shows that, and it not only gives you a reason to get their name, email address, phone number, or whatever that they're willing to give you, but it actually shows that they're more interested in maybe even a better target market than the average listener.
Yeah, they're targeted because they raise their hand, essentially. You know, by leaving their name and email, they've agreed to say, here's my personal information, as minimal as it is, name and email. But still, that's a commitment on some level. And even if your report is quote-unquote free, it is free value-wise, but cost-wise, but it isn't value-wise, because they have to give up a little bit of their information to get that report. It allows you to market to those people over time. And that is one of the core principles of what's called direct response marketing, is you build relationship with your list, with those people who have expressed an interest in what you're doing. So the goal isn't necessarily to just sell them right away and hit them on the head and move on to the next victim or, you know, the next customer, but it's actually to, over time, nurture, develop, and grow a connection with these people. And that what occurs because of that is the lifetime value of the client. People will come back to you again and again because they like you.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, they want to buy from you again, and you are communicating with them, and you give them reason after reason to come back to you.
And you're giving them information that others might charge you for. You know, if you wanted to do
a consultation
with a realtor or whoever it might be, they would expect something in return for that consultation.
That's right.
Now, okay, you mentioned direct response marketing. Now, can you explain what direct response marketing is and why you feel it's superior to other approaches?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't want to say superior. It tends to give the better results. That's the reason why I think it's superior. What it is simply what it says, direct response. So you put up, let's say, a Yellow Page ad. Instead of selling what you do, what you're actually selling is a reason for them to take an action. And it may be to buy what you offer, but really what it's about is, like you were suggesting there, is join my list, get a special report, get something of value for free up front, take this action, and it requires the person to give a direct response. It's not just a passive ad that you might give, you know, you flip through the Yellow Pages, you flip through the paper, you see them. Here's a phone number, here's a website. No, direct response says, here's something that is very clear and distinct that you have to do to get this particular free gift, for example. A direct response is needed. A call to action is there for you to take the next step. And the idea is you constantly are communicating and developing that relationship. So the kind of how I define direct response marketing is, it's relationship marketing. You're building a loyalty with your clients over the long haul.
Certainly.
So it's not about just making a sale. That's important. But it's more about making a connection, a relationship with that client, so you get sales after sales after sales for the lifetime that you're in business.
Yes, yeah. And I was just in a discussion a couple of weeks ago. Direct response marketing online has a lot to do with the same techniques used by offline direct response marketing, where people are sending you mailers and postcards,
right,
because of all the A/B testing and the testing of ad copy and so forth. So, I mean, you do a lot of that as well in your type of
online. It's very important, and that's the great thing, is you get direct feedback as well. You can put up two different headlines. You have two different ads, each one with a different headline, and each one with, a different phone number that they're supposed to call. So you're able to track which of those two headlines is causing the greatest response. This is extremely valuable information for you, because you can hone in on your message and talk about what the people are actually asking for. The only way you can really find that out, it's not in your head, it's actually in your client's head, and you have to test it. You have to experiment with what are they responding to? What is it that they want? It's kind of like, you know, these days we see it on blogs. You can have comments. You see it on YouTube. You can comment on the video. It's that kind of a direct response. Again, an interaction where you're getting feedback from what you're doing. The goal of that, again, is you can hone in your message so that way you're able to give the people what they're actually asking for versus what you think they need. And that's a big distinction right there because a lot of service-based businesses, it's easy to get caught up in your own methodology and your own process of what you do and very excited about it. The challenge is that not everybody's as excited about that topic as you are. They just care about what's in it for them, what's their end result. So by you kind of getting out of your own head and able to stand in the feet of, or the shoes rather, of your target market, through getting feedback from them, you're able to understand, hey, actually they're asking for this, and I thought they wanted this. Do you see what I mean?
Sure, sure. Okay, well, you know, this is amazing. Direct response marketing online is obviously a great way to do things. Now, let's say you have a product you want to sell, or maybe you give away, but mostly people might want to sell something. You know, how do you create a good offer or something that, you know, people just, you know, definitely want to take, you know?
Yeah. Well, it hints back to what I was suggesting before. It's, first of all, listening to what people complain about, and the simple technique that everyone can use, and this is really powerful, you might want to write this down, is you take their complaint, you turn it to a positive, and you add the words "how to" in front of it. And there you have an offer. So, for example, let's say I get a complaint, people saying, oh, I don't have enough clients. Okay, so I can create a product that says how to get more clients with an information product.
Exactly. Okay.
It's as simple as that. That's an offer. It's at the most basic, simple level. You want to just, again, tap into the mind frame, the mindset of your audience, finding out what they want and simply giving it to them in the simplest, most direct way possible. And the extra little bonus there to kind of make it a notch above it is to add an element of why you. You know, what makes you unique in offering that? Maybe there's a certain way you do things. There's a certain group of people you serve. Maybe you only work with stay-at-home moms, or maybe you only work within a geographical area.
If I hear one more guy tell me that he dropped out of high school, lived in an apartment, and he started his business and he made $25 million since then, I'm going to throw up. Someone else is getting a little too used. But
exactly.
Okay.
There's got to be something unique. And everybody has it. This is the thing. I believe that really everybody has a special gift inside of them. Everyone has a certain talent, a strength that is unique to you. And you've had it all your life, whether you've been conscious of it or not. Even if you look back, I mean, get this. If you look back at the games you played when you were a kid, how you played the games, what you loved about doing certain things when you were a kid, those are usually indicators as to what is making you unique in how you do what you do that sets you apart from everybody else. It's like a thumbprint. You have your own thumbprint. You have your own unique way of doing things, especially for the service-based businesses. You know, if you're offering more of a product or a home, like a mortar and brick kind of store, well, even how you do your service or how you offer your products is going to be, there's got to be something unique about it, and you want to hone in on that as well. That's essential. But for example, I'll give you my example here, is that I tend to work with a lot of, I call them heart-based entrepreneurs. They tend to be coaches, consultants, people who are in the business of helping people improve their lives, okay? And one of the gifts that I have that I've had ever since I was a kid is I'm able to extract information out of people's heads because it's all scattered and confused up there and turn it into something very tangible and concrete for the mass audience. Now, that sounds like a complicated way of saying this, but essentially what I do is I coach the information product out of you. That's the simple version of it. And I've built my entire business around this natural strength that I've had all my life, is the ability to listen, intuit, and then create things out of the knowledge that you have and shape it in a way that people will buy it. And that's what I'm talking about. You can tap into your core gift and add that angle that, hey, why you want to use this realtor, why you want to use this, go to this store or this financial planner, is because they have this unique way of doing it that is of benefit to the, again, to the target market.